أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين، فمن آمن وأصلح فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. والذين كذبوا بآياتنا يمسهم العذاب بما كانوا يفسقون. قل لا أقول لكم عندي خزائن الله ولا أعلم الغيب ولا أقول لكم إني ملك، إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي. قل هل يستوي الأعمى والبصير، أفلا تتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 48, 49 and ayah number 50 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. We had not sent the mursaleen, the messengers, but as mubashirin, as bearers of good tidings, وَمُنْذِرِينَ, and as warners. Here the discussion was the different demands on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the bringing of miracles, etc. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala clarifies one of or two of the main objectives of Nubuwat is that the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam would come, they would give their da'wat, they will invite towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and together with that, those that accept, they will give them the glad tidings of the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has in store for them. وَمُنْذِرِينَ, and with love, concern, kindness, compassion, they would warn them about the adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَمَنْ آمَنَا, after that those that have accepted the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they brought iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then they believed in all the different dhururiyat, all the different aspects of iman and aqaid. وَأَصْلَحَا, they made amends, they reformed themselves from kufr, they came into iman, from shirk, they believe only in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing in the name of the idols, now they sacrifice only in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They have rectified themselves, they have reformed themselves. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then there will be no fear upon them and no would they grieve. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, despite the fact that so many signs of Allah had come down, so many verses of Allah Ta'ala had come down, those who deny our signs, our verses, يَمَسُّهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, then the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will afflict them, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, they transgressed the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Quraysh had made different demands upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One demand that they made upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, come bring to us, show to us this khazana of Allah Ta'ala, the treasure of Allah Ta'ala, the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring all of this. And this is also sometimes we are mistaken. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the leader of both the worlds. He was the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we contaminate leadership with wealth. And sometimes we think leadership is wealth. That is not the case. This was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chalked out the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah ta'ala offered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the mountains around him turn into gold and silver. All of that was declined by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet they made this kind of demand upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second was that they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that give us the information of the unseen, what will happen tomorrow, what would happen in future, what lies ahead of us as individuals, as communities, and all these unseen matters, bring to us and tell us about it if you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course they were amazed at the fact that he made the claim of nubuwat despite the fact that he was a human. They wanted an angel
to become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to respond to all of these demands that they had made upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la aqulu lakum indi khazainullah. I do not say that I own and I have the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the treasures of Allah ta'ala? وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Everything is in the khazana, everything is in the treasures of Allah, and that is owned only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nubuwwat does not necessitate the fact that I have in my hands the keys to the treasures of Allah, that belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This also negates any form of misconception insofar as the belief is concerned. Allah is Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. Yes, he was the best of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the treasures and the keys to the treasures, the control of the treasures of Allah lies only in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. I do not have knowledge of the unseen. That belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, whatever Allah ta'ala had informed me about, what would happen in the qabr, the questioning of the qabr, for example, hisab, kitab, insofar as akhirat is concerned, jannat, jahannam, that was all information that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given me. But on my own, I do not have any knowledge of the unseen whatsoever. وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ. And I do not say to you that I am an angel, I am a human. Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, humans as Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, so that they could understand their flock, they could understand the nation. إِنْ أَتَّبِعُوا إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I follow none but that which was revealed upon me. That is the command of Allah Ta'ala upon me. I would follow what was revealed upon me, and you also follow what was revealed upon me. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blind and the seeing are not equal. In other words, if you cannot see the difference between nubuwwat and the oneness and the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, then of course divinity is something else, nubuwwat is something else, and hence the blind and those who can see will never be equal. أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then do you not reflect, do you not ponder about the difference between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's very clear that insofar as the Quran Sharif is concerned, Alimul Ghaib, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has all the knowledge of all the unseen. And as far as Rasulullah and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are concerned, whatever Allah ta'ala had transmitted to them, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had conveyed to them, that knowledge they will have. But the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are not Alimul Ghaib. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.